that's fighting or not fighting.
Breaks.
Huh?
If it were dispatched, it would break.
It is very much break. You can make on the spot and keep it.
So we have to use some hard material that will dispatch nicely. The original, these deities, the original one I made with a framework like that, and then with clay, the original one I made, and then I met Brishni. He was going to the university at that time, and he made a mold for it out of plaster, and then we experimented with hydrostone, it didn't work too good, and then we made the deities from the mold out of the machete, paper machete. The original one is clay.
They're having trouble with the paper mache?
Huh?
There's some trouble with the paper mache that you've used?
Yes. With some small pipette. I was in contact with the group.
I don't think they actually know if it is attacking or if maybe it's just living in there. Well, there is some idea that maybe the roaches were eating this hard stuff. I don't know how they could eat. They may just be living, you know what I mean?
Roaches
and wasps or something. Could you examine them and tell?
I suppose if there are some holes or something.
It's not certain whether they're actually being attacked or eaten. It's not certain. It's just that they are present there. The bugs are present there. But whether they're actually eating is not for certain. I suspect it's not certain. I don't believe that it's certain.
The bugs will be there no matter what they're made out of. Unless something is done to get the bugs away.
Yeah, that's what I tell you.
They just like to live underneath things.
In such an instance, should they exterminate? I know they spray to kill these bugs weekly. In such an instance, in a temple, should the bugs be killed?
What kind of material would you prefer the deities to be constructed on?
He said marble powder.
That's impossible.
That would be nice if we could do it.
A cement?
Cement.
Something very hard and soft, sturdy. Something comparable to cement. That would be
experience that is right here. One goes in the fire. And on to the fire. So that is great. But these things have happened for a year. Not any other person. Me or was going to be fired. They make their own program, manufacture some conductor ideas, and set fire to the establish order. This is the activity. As soon as we deteriorate our standard, then everything is required. Therefore, I'm so much sick about the standard. And our Western boys, they are always manufacturing activities. Just like this boy, asking, can I make sweet? He's being asked for making dolls and he's asking to manufacture sweet. Yes. They are simply concocting how to make things for. I have to deal with them. Their ideas are how to spoil the standard. Yes. Restless. He was asking for manufacturing seed. Who asked him to manufacture seed?
His wife?
Hmm?
Perhaps his wife wanted to do it.
Why? For seed, we are not dying.
She is into weaving wool. She takes raw wool and weaves it. And so she likes to do that.
Wool. But he said silk.
Well, now she wants to do silk, so maybe that's why. They bought one loom.
Wool makes this art.
Wool is from sheep.
Yeah.
They don't kill you.
I know that. And why not make cotton wool?
Cotton
wool is available from the tree. You know that?
Yes, cotton is from
cotton wool.
Cotton grows well in Hawaii.
Fertilizer, make thread, make cloth. It is available naturally, utilized. Don't bother with it.
It's so easy to get such things, though.
Huh?
It's so easy to get such things. They're
there are many trees.
Well, they're not. They're in some places there are, but if somebody wanted to grow it, they could grow it very easily.
Good. As far as possible, grow. We have got enough land. Grow. This practice will save your time. The loitering here and there. Try to be self-sufficient in a place for the needs. Don't create needs. Whatever is available, meet your needs from that.
Even our food.
Everything.
Yeah.
all past necessity is food and clothing. So that can be done anywhere. You grow your food and grow your plant. The material necessity, and you can have a small cottage. We should always remember that we are not material. We are not going to pomp a show that I have got this material position. That is not our business. But because we have got this body, that is the basic principle of medicine. We need something to eat, to sleep. So, finish this business as simply as possible and save time for spiritual advancement. The Sri Vyasadeva has been unique literature. Srimad Bhagavatam, not only Srimad Bhagavatam, he has written Mahabharata, Purana, Upanishad. There is no such literature throughout the world. You can say throughout the universe. But at least you cannot find such duplicate literature any part of the world. When you go shining to your coffin, you are not after this so-called material. That is simply a waste of time. It doesn't mean spending so much energy for dividing the skyscraper building. One man is dividing in another way, another man is dividing in another way. In this way, they are spoiling the valuable time of life. That is the defect of it. And they have not time to grow natural food. Their energy is being misused for standing in skyscraper building. And therefore, to make shortcuts on their eating, kill the energy. Just like uncivilized men in the primitive age, they did not know how to produce food. Kill on energy. So these rascals, they are still barbarian because they have diverted their energy in making machine, motor car, and the skyscraper building. So, no brain, not cool. So, the same primitive. They used to kill one animal, that's the reason. They remain the barbarian. Simply, they have learned some craftsmen. But the mentality is barbarian. The uncivilized man in the primitive, uncivilized man is still there. It is not Darwin's theory. The uncivilized, that chapter is always there. But civilized man, they have turned their attention in some ludicrous activities and keeping themselves in the same barbarian state. So they kill some animals, kill some bodies to make suffer. They did not know how to get food, flowers, grains, and how to cook them nicely and offer to the deity, and then chant, dance, and take prasada. The uncivilized man did not know that. So they are remaining still the same uncivilized, but they do not know the civilized way of life. And their intelligence is being utilized in technology. So now they are finding difficulty in educational system. The boys are going to hell. you have to conduct the education with guns and police.
Yes.
Now the result is that the whole society is a chaos. And they are coming today.
You'll have to be very repressive.
Everything. There is atomic war. You come in, you get it, you kill them, fly, you eat, and the whole thing is dead. That is taken in the world. And there is Bhagna Sankha. The world will become terrible. Bhagna Sankha means not civilized man, atrocity. Nobody knows who is driving, who is pursuing. All mixed up, conglomeration. This is called Bhagna Sankha. The hippie is a typical example. So, they are coming to us. Then the whole world will be hell. You haven't got to go to hell. You create hell here. And it is already there. Not so much manifest, but it will manifest very soon. I will cut your throat, you will cut my throat. Vedic civilization is to develop brain, how to understand God. Not develop brain for technology. These things have been done by the demons. Big palaces, wonderful aeroplanes. They are interested in this. The demons, they are not interested in God. As they have got good brain, they play. So modern civilization is demonic because the brain is being utilized for things which are done by the demon. Just like Ravana, he was very much advanced in material opulence. But still, he has been living in his rakha. He has not been given any credit. Rakha.